You've joined Sheffield Wednesday. It's been quite a big week for Wednesday, hasn't it? With a new manager being officially unveiled yesterday and quite a few ambitious signings as well. So just tell us what appealed to you about coming to Wednesday.
I think it was just the size of the club, you know, and obviously, you know, they've got new owners. It's just like it's just a new challenge, you know, it's an exciting one. And if we can get it right, you know, I could take off, do you know what I mean?
That's the big thing, isn't it? There seems to be a lot of ambition there, and you've done it with Burnley. So what do you think that it takes to get a club into the Premier League?
I think you've got to get the team playing well together. I think that's the most important one. If we could get everybody playing together and we get a big squad and we get everybody playing well, it just get a bit of momentum, the fans behind us. That's the way to go in the Championship.
Now, we've seen you playing in a couple of different positions in your career. Have you got an idea of where you are going to be used predominantly at Sheffield Wednesday?
Probably on the wings or coming inside. I think the manager's working on some new formations for next season that's hopefully going to excite fans. Attacking football, so I don't want to say too much, but I must say we're going to have a go, that's for sure.
Well, those are the exact words I was going to use because I spoke to Carlos Carvalhal yesterday and he's basically saying that we're going to see attacking football from Sheffield Wednesday, and I guess that's the way that the fans want to see their football played. As an attack-minded player, Ross, is it the way that you want to play as well?
Yeah, that's one of the things that was exciting for me. You know, he's a forward. Hopefully we can grab a few wins. That was one of the exciting things about coming here.
Now, when you sort of look at the Championship this year, and it looks a little bit trickier than maybe last year. There was Blackpool who floundered a little bit early on and never recovered. There was the shock of Wigan being in relegation trouble and eventually going down. I don't think there's going to be any teams like that this year, is there, Ross? And it's going to be extremely competitive next term.
Yeah, you know, every single game is going to be competitive. You know, we're going to have to be ready to give everything in every game from the start of the season. And, you know, I think if we could get the fans behind us, you know, if we could show them something in the first few games, get them behind us, you know, that'll be vital and a big help to us going forward.
Now, when you look at a club like Sheffield Wednesday, and it's been 15 years since it was in the Premier League, there is a group of supporters there, Ross, that are really keen to see the club back in the top flight. That has to be the aim, doesn't it? And whether it happens this year or not, that has to be the goal, maybe over the next season or two.
Yeah, I think that's the goal for everyone in the Championship at the minute. You know, our plan, I think, you know, the club's plan is to be in the Premier League in the next 2 years. You know, so it's big ambitions, but, hopefully, a few more signings as well. You know, we'll have a pretty decent squad. You know, we've already got a good squad, a good bunch of lads, a good base there, a good team. So, if we could build on that, hopefully, and get the supporters behind us, we could be a force.
Are you familiar with any of the players in the squad at the moment, Ross?
Yeah, well, I've played a few times, some of the players and that. It's my first day today. I met a few today. I'll meet the rest tomorrow for the game. But, you know, the lads were brilliant. They were all welcome to me today. And I've done a little bit of training on myself today. With the man of his coach, he showed me some tactical stuff and that, so that was good. I got to meet a few of the boys today and they were brilliant. To go to Portugal next week and I'm looking forward to getting to know them better.
It is a one-year contract, Ross. Is that just a move that suits all parties, you know, gives you a year at Sheffield Wednesday? But I guess if it goes well, is it something in your mind maybe to extend that stay beyond more than just the 1 year?
Yeah, well, there's something in their contract as well, a bit of PMs or something, and I'll probably get a second year, but I think it's best for both parties. You know, we'll come down, we'll have a go. We'll see what happens at the end of the season.
You are one of many different signings that are coming in, some from abroad, some from home as well. We've seen that work with other clubs like Watford are a good example of that, who came very close to winning the title last year. Do you just sort of feel like it is a club that is ready to take that next step?
Well, on paper it is, I think, yeah. You know, the ambition there. It's important that we don't get too carried away in the first year. So I think we're going to bring in a few players. So, but you know, I think the next couple of weeks are going to be vital for us in pre-season, getting to gel all the players and, you know, get our tactics on board for the season. And if we've got the quality there, it's just about, you know, shaping the team up in the right way defensively and going forward. But I think we've got enough there to do a bit of damage in this league.